413-736-1450 is the number to call. Average Joe Show 2.0. In 1989, I was 12 years old. I set up my first fantasy football league. I took Randall Cunningham, number one overall. Yep. I wasn't the only nerd who was 12 years old in 1989. His name is Jeff Manns. Follow him on Twitter at Jeff_Manns. He is one of the lightning bolts behind Fantasy Alarm, fantasyalarm.com. I listen to the Fantasy Alarm show every day on Sirius XM. The Daily Fantasy Playbook is something I consult each and every day before I set my FanDuel and my DraftKings lineup. And I could think of no one better to invite onto the program to talk about Eric Schneiderman, the New York State Attorney General's Tuesday declaration that DFS is illegal gambling, than Jeff Manns. In fact, Jeff, welcome to the program. I heard your take on it yesterday, and I thought this is something that everyone who listens to the Average Joe Show should get a piece of, because you are one of the more thoughtful brains in DFS. Thanks for joining us, my friend.
Oh, man, thanks a lot. Ringing endorsement. I can't live up to those expectations. You guys having me. Yeah, it's a crazy time here in daily fantasy sports, that's for sure.
We're getting complimented on our intros today. Nice
yeah,
job.
Yeah, but after that, trust me, Jeff, after that, downhill. It's all downhill. We're horrible from here on out. So will you talk to us a little bit, before we get into sort of the ins and outs, and I want to encourage everyone to go to fantasyalarm.com. It's a great site, and we do a lot of smart fantasy talk here on the Average Joe Show, but what you guys do there is, I mean, real statistical analysis that can help people win money, including you. You're one of the big money winners from, you know, the earlier days of daily fantasy, and you still win consistently. Where were you when you heard about this Eric Schneiderman declaration on Tuesday, and what were your initial sort of knee-jerk reactions?
Yeah, honestly, I was on the show, and it broke like dirt while I was on the radio show, and it was like, wait, for real? And, you know, everybody wanted, at that point, wanted, you know, comment, oh, you got to do it. And but, you know, with all this stuff, I'm not a legal mind. I'm a statistical mind, analytical and all that stuff, but I'm a guy, just like when I'm playing fantasy sports or anything, I'm a research guy. I want to know what I'm getting into. I don't like to comment, especially when it comes to legal aspects and things. So I was on the air not knowing what, and I couldn't read it because I'm hosting a program and stuff. So it was a shock. I was pretty surprised. I mean, to be honest, a week before that, you know, there were some rumors that both New Jersey and New York were sort of wavering, and that, you know, some decisions were going to be made in the short term. Everybody, myself included, thought New Jersey was more likely to ban or called, you know, daily fantasy sports gambling, because they have the interest in the Atlantic City and the casinos there,
right,
just like Nevada did a couple weeks before. It's an obvious attempt at them wanting to, you know, have these companies buy expensive gaming licenses. So it's all a political deal. It's a money deal. Fine. New York coming in, and Schneiderman, and what he said, and the way he said it, just condescending and just you could tell that he doesn't have an understanding of what the game is,
yeah,
what these games are. He's just sort of, you know, spouting out, and that's very unlike you would expect from the attorney general of a massive state like New York, and really unfair to all his constituents.
Yeah, basically what surprised me, why was this, it seemed like it was a pretty hasty decision by the attorney general, and how quickly do you think dominoes might fall to neighboring states?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I mean, one of the things, it was the reaction was needed within 5 days of FanDuel and DraftKings, 5 days to, you know, to kind of stop business in the state. And they're not going to do that. They've both come out very publicly and stated they're going to fight this in the court of law, because in their mind and in the minds of lawmakers originally, the ones that formed these opinions and these laws that are on the books, the UIGEA and such, this is a legal game anyway. And so they're going to fight this. They have to fight it in a court of law, which is unfortunate. None of us like this, trials and all this kind of stuff. But unfortunately, when, you know, push comes to shove, this is where decisions have to be made. So it's going to be a while before, you know, we get a firm decision one way or another on New York. And I expect New York, all the other states, to sort of sit in the balance right now and just sit back and see what happens exactly with these court proceedings in the coming days, weeks, months, and possibly even years here, guys. So, you know, whatever happened in New York is going to have a great effect, I think, on the rest of the country, as it normally does.
We're speaking with Fantasy Alarm's Jeff Manns, a guy who's been, I think we're like probably exactly the same. I was just reading your bio, like exactly the same age, 1989. We started at 12 years old. Do you remember by chance who like your stud was that year? By chance, was it Randall Cunningham?
I'm sure Randall Cunningham was around. I actually have the notebook somewhere in my office at home. I literally still have the notebook where I scribbled. It was a four-man league. It was me, the two nephews, and my brother-in-law.
That's awesome.
The football league. So it was a whole thing. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure I had Neil Anderson.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yes, that's right.
Because I was a Bears fan. I'm here in Chicago. So that, I'm sure I had Neil Anderson. I probably drafted him way too early and all that.
I claim that Tim Rosenbaugh still owes me money from those early years.
No doubt.
The Fantasy Sports Trade Association has started this Fantasy Sports for All online petition that we just put on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AverageJoes1450. Because it's such a grassroots thing, and because this Schneiderman ruling in New York, and I know you're super busy, we've only got a couple more questions for you. We appreciate your time, Jeff.
No problem.
Because this Schneiderman thing seemed like just such an uppercut when all it really needed was maybe a just jab to the ribs. How important is it for people, for users? There's 50 million Americans play fantasy sports. For people to be able to support the grassroots cause at fantasysportsforall.com.
I mean, it's important that everybody does it. I mean, it's just like, you know, when I speak about this, you know, people say, well, yeah, man, but you have a vested interest. It's your career. It's your life. I get that. You know, I understand. Know, I've worked, and you know, these companies do buy advertising on my site, stuff like that. But what I ask everybody is just to keep an open mind. And you know, when it comes to whatever change needs to be effected in the country, there needs to be groups of people that collectively fight for that. You know, whatever that change may be. And you know, we're being told more often than not, you know, what to do with our entertainment dollar. Can't yep. do this. Can't do this. Can't do this. Can't do this. And it's gotten to the point where what exactly, you know, these are things that are harmless. It's not causing any harm to people. You know, they call it gambling, but nobody's gone broke. Literally nobody's yeah. gone broke that has ever filed a suit, at least, you know. So I don't know where they're coming from. I think it's important to people that rally around it, whether you play fantasy or just the right to enjoy these sports. And if you even like the tickers at the bottom of the screen and you like the scoreboard updates and the you know, SMS messages that you get sent to your cell phone updating you on scores and weather and things like that, even as a sports fan, I think you need to support it, because this is going to take away a lot more than just this one area. People think, oh, it's just daily fantasy sports. No, it's going to affect all of fantasy sports, and eventually it's going to affect sports. And, you know, there's no telling how far this ends up going if we're told continuously that we can't enjoy the games we love.
Well, that's what my question here is. And my co-host didn't agree with me the other day when this came down, because they say it was all just a tax grab, and I think that is a big part of it. But how much of it, percentage-wise, is people nagging the government saying, these people are gambling, they shouldn't be doing it? How much percentage is it just these busybody Budinskis who just want to ruin other people's fun?
There's definitely a certain percentage of that, but I feel like it's a very small percentage, because, I mean, daily fantasy sports has been around for a year, 6-7 years now. 5 years it's been in the mainstream at least. And I know, and FanDuel and DraftKings, you know, they've grown so big that they were able to afford massive amounts of advertising. And that was on them, because, I mean, there was no complaints back, you know, years ago. There was nobody complaining. That's how you kind of know it's a cash grab, because now that the money is there and there's money to be had, now the government's coming looking. Now politicians are seeking that. Now gaming authorities in Nevada and New Jersey and New York are asking, with their hands out, asking for license fees. They didn't ask for license fees 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Why didn't they? If it was then, I mean, unless you're that bad at your job that you just aren't that unaware of millions of people, like I said, 50 plus million playing fantasy sports, and all of us, you had no idea up until a couple advertisements on your TV, then what are you? What kind of attorney general are you? What kind of person, politician are you? What kind of protector are you of your constituency? You know, it drives me nuts like that. I think that it's one of those deals where it's just very irritating. It wasn't a problem 5 years ago. Now it's a problem. They're asking, Pennsylvania asked for 14% of profit plus a $1 million licensing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, if every state copied that, that's a ton of profit.
Yeah.
That, I mean, you're not, the companies obviously aren't going to be able to pay that. So you're virtually just telling them about a business.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's an unrealistic expectation. And, you know, it drives me nuts.
Well, Jeff Manns, I have you on the line. I have one last question, but it has nothing to do with this. It has everything to do with you. I just set my lineup. Will you be willing to rubber stamp, because you're the smartest DFS guy I listen to. You're the smartest DFS guy in the industry. Will you be willing to rubber stamp my tournament play, my stack this week? I'm going I'm going quarterback tight end here, Cousins and Reed. Give me Kirk Cousins and Jordan Reed because of that. Wow. That New Orleans defense has been so bad. Should I abort mission and rethink this?
I mean, it's a tournament lineup, so when we talk about tournament lineups, it pays to be different.
Yeah.
You want to have that one guy that's at 1 or 2% that gets you 30, 35 fantasy points that nobody else has. It gives you such a distinct advantage. And if you could do it at a value like Cousins, it could afford you much better players at other positions. So I get it. I love Jordan Reed. You know, the Saints give up the most fantasy points to tight end, so obviously I like that. The only problem is that Cousins is a very dink and dunk guy.
Yeah.
Reed will rack up receptions and all that. I just don't know about how many touchdowns Kirk Cousins can throw through. And also the average yards per attempt, you know, only 8.2. So, I mean, that's very low. It's one of the lowest in the entire league.
Okay.
And that makes me nervous.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate that. This is good food for thought because I have basically another hour to rekindle things before I lock in for my Thursday night lineup. Awesome. Jeff Manns, thanks so much, brother. I appreciate all you do. I appreciate what you do on Fantasy Alarm, fantasyalarm.com. I appreciate your Fantasy Alarm show on SiriusXM. And, of course, that daily fantasy playbook is just absolutely money. Everyone go to fantasyalarm.com. Jeff, thanks so much, brother.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.